The family did offer me an opportunity to say a few words regarding our brother John, and I count it a great privilege and honor to be invited to take part in this funeral service for him. I sincerely thank Eunice and the family for allowing me to have a small part, and I'm going to try very hard and make it a small part. I did warn them that letting me loose in the pulpit may not be the wisest thing to do, but we'll try to curtail what we have to say, for I know brethren behind me likewise have much to say. I'd like first of all to express the sincere condolences of the whole Foster family here in Ulster and also out there in Canada. Express it with love and affection, even as the Douglas family comforted us but very recently with the home call of my dear wife Anne. May God bless the family. John Douglas was a very dear friend of mine, and not just as a brother-in-law, but a brother-in-law beloved. He was a companion in the faith. He was a fellow soldier, a fellow laborer, one with whom I shared many an earnest contending for the crown rights of King Jesus and the crown jewels of his gospel. I first met John Douglas in 1964, that's 60 years ago. That was a special year for me, not just because I met John, but because it was a year of introductions. April the 5th of that year, the Lord Jesus introduced himself to me, a lost, perishing, hell-deserving sinner. But the Lord in mercy drew near to me and saved me. Proof of my salvation I can give in that the very next Sabbath evening I was in Ravenhill Free Presbyterian Church to hear Ian Paisley, a man I had mocked and cursed on the basis of what others told me about him. And he became a very great influence in my early Christian life, and I rejoice in having known that man. He was the one, I understand, that had some part in the leading of Dr. Douglas to Christ. I was always of the impression that he was the sole instrument, but I heard at the graveside a slightly different version of that account, and it left me in a bit of a quandary, but I'll not say any more. But it was in the old Ravenhill Church in the very early days of Dr. Paisley that young John Douglas stepped out in the service of the Lord. It was shortly after I met John Douglas that I met my wife, also in the old Ravenhill Church, along with her sisters, Eunice, Jennifer, and her brother Charlie. Oh, that was a special year for me, and it molded my whole life. I started studying for the gospel ministry in January 1965. I was about 9 months saved. I was then under the tutelage of Dr. Paisley and that dear old man, Pastor James Kyle Paisley. Later that year, September, I found myself under instruction from our brother John, S.B. Cook, Dr. Paisley, and Alan Cairns, because they reorganized the theological hall, and I count it a great privilege to have sat under the likes of those men, and today I especially mention John. I still have the notes that I took in my possession. I still look at them. I just wonder how many other theological students can say that, because that's from, what, 57 years ago? John Douglas was a unique man, and what he had to teach from God's word was a very lasting blessing. I'm thankful to be able to say that my son Andrew, some 30 years after I left, had the same privilege of sitting under his uncle, John, and being taught by him. Indeed, you'd want me to mention his sympathies today. John Douglas walked in the footsteps of the prophet. I have to say that about him. He walked in the footsteps of the apostle. Peter said this in Acts chapter 3, verses 19 and 21. Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. John Douglas was a particularly masterful preacher on the end times. That's why I say he walked in the footsteps of the prophets and the apostles. That's a subject that, sadly, is rather neglected today in many pulpits. But John Douglas did his best to make up for the failures of the rest of us. And many weeks of meetings he conducted at the invitation of various congregations and taught there of the coming of the Lord. He expounded fully the truths of biblical eschatology. And he thought to show God's people that the days spoken of ever since the days of Adam, the troublesome latter days, have begun amongst us. That's what's happening in the world, men and women. It's breaking forth, that final apostasy. And John Douglas faithfully explained that the ungodly rebelliousness that was erupting worldwide was in fulfillment of that spoken by the prophets and the apostles. John desired to let the people know that God was on the throne. Things were not out of control. God was controlling these events, and they would work to the fulfilling of his purpose. And vexatious though those days may prove to be, yet God would bring peace and joy and righteousness to bear in this world at the return of Christ. I know that the Sovereign Advent Testimony greatly valued his ministry, for he conducted many, many, many meetings under the auspices of that testimony. And through its witness, John Douglas's ministry was known throughout the world and blessed many hearts throughout the world. The secretary, Mr. Stephen Toms, and his dear wife Jean, who hosted John Douglas in their home many, many times, would wish to be associated, I know, with these words today. They would have loved to have been here, but that just was not possible for them. The Free Presbyterian Church will be the poorer without John Douglas's voice and wisdom and guidance. But the Lord who raised him up will ensure that a like testimony will continue amongst the ranks of our denomination. May the Lord bless you all, the family in particular, his sister Jean, her family, brother David, and then his sister-in-law, widowed, likely watching in from Australia with her sons. May the Lord bless the many friends that John Douglas had, for, as the scripture says, he that would have friends must show himself friendly, and there was never a more friendly man than John Douglas. Though he was no pushover, don't ever get that idea. I could tell you many stories to prove that statement. To you who are his former flock, May you too know God's comfort. And may you value the teaching that he gave you and strive throughout what days remain to you to live by his instruction. May God's grace and peace and joy be the portion of us all today. God bless you, and I trust I haven't taken too long.